You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 241, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you to stand out, be heard, and become an influential voice in your industry with a podcast. I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Now, I wonder, have you been thinking about starting a podcast because you know that there is absolute power in on-demand audio, but you just don't feel ready to launch a full-fledged podcast? Well, Twitter has recently launched an audio-only live streaming version of its app Periscope. Now, this may just be a solution for you. I've been using it and I really quite enjoy it. You don't have to worry about doing your hair, putting makeup or lippy on or anything like that. You just update the plugin, you start the recording, and off you go with your voice. Now, it obviously doesn't have all of the benefits of a podcast, and that, of course, includes interviewing guests who are located across the globe. It's something that I love to do, connect with great guests located all over the world to share their expertise, and I'm using Zoom, of course. But this will allow you to dip your toe into the audio space so that you can become more comfortable and more confident with sharing your own message. So often when I speak to business owners and I share a new tool and a way that they can make a bigger impact with their message, one of the things that they struggle with is, well, what about some of the topics that I'm going to share? How can I come up with some ideas on how I can use and leverage this in my business? So what I've done is I've brainstormed a few ideas on how I'm integrating Periscope only, audio only live into my content development strategy. And I'm going to share them with you today in the hopes that it's going to get your thought process going, getting some brainstorming done so that you can identify some ways that you might be able to leverage this audio only platform. So what I'm going to do is record short 1 to 2 minute personal insights that I feel inspired to share with my audience. You know, I'll often read various posts on social media, or I might be reading some stories in the Bible or even some books that I might be reading, and that might encourage me to share something. So I'll just create a 1 or 2 minute personal insight. Something else that I'm thinking of doing, and I have done actually, is to repurpose my LinkedIn status updates. Now, for those of you who are on LinkedIn, you know that the status updates has a limit of 1300 characters. Now, this does provides a really great framework. It's short, concise, fits in with the 1 to 2 minute insights, unless, of course, I share a little bit more information and ad lib while I'm recording that. But I'm going to repurpose those LinkedIn status updates as the basis for the content that I'll be sharing on the audio-only Periscope platform. I'm also going to think about sharing key learnings from podcast interviews and then linking back to the original interview. Remember, when you're repurposing content, you want to make sure that some of that is going to lead people back to existing content that you've already created, because let's face it, you might have shared that months ago, yet people who have only just heard or found out about you may not yet have been able to listen or read or view that. So it's good to create new pieces of content which speaks into that, but then leads people back to the original podcast in this instance, or article or video, depending on what method you're using to share that piece of content. So I'm going to be doing that. I'm also going to be repurposing key points from various blog posts that I've already written and link back to the original article. And what I'm also thinking of doing is when I'm out at a networking event, or I might go to a professional development where I'll be learning something, then what I want to do is record some short soundbite interviews with business owners there. I've got some equipment that can be attached to my iPhone, and I can then do some recordings that way, but of course streaming live to the audio only Periscope platform. And if my guests are brave enough and courageous enough, and the internet obviously is strong enough, the Wi-Fi there, I could even do some sound bites, but actually do video on the platform as well. Who knows? I'm just going to leave that idea out there, and depending on who I meet, if they're comfortable to do that, I'll certainly do that as well. So those are just some ideas. I mean, ideas really, once you start brainstorming, can be endless. Don't be afraid to repurpose the repurpose even of content that you might have already done, because here's the thing, not everybody that knows you has accessed all of your content. And sometimes by repurposing or creating a new piece of content, you're able to speak into it with a different mindset, with more knowledge or depth of knowledge that you might not have been able to share at the time that you recorded it. There's so many different avenues and aspects that you can bring to the conversation that's quite new and insightful. So don't be scared to repurpose or talk about something that you've spoken about a while ago. It's all going to be valuable to your ideal client. Of course, assuming that you know exactly who your ideal client is and what they're struggling with. So what about you? How could you integrate this audio-only live streaming solution to do your content development so that you can continue to build your thought leadership? What I'm going to do in these particular show notes is link back to a status that I shared on LinkedIn. And I think it would be great for you to go and share your feedback on that. So go to the show notes, which you'll find over at ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE241, and you can go and click through to the original post on LinkedIn where I shared this, because I'm repurposing one of my LinkedIn status updates in this particular podcast too, because I believe in doing what I recommend you do, and of course I've done this myself, repurposing. So go over, follow me there. If we're not yet connected, please send me a connection invite. Let me know that you heard this show. Or if you like hanging out on Instagram, go to Instagram. I'm over at Anne Marie Coach, and let me know that you heard this particular episode 241 on the podcast, and I'd love to connect with you there too.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by podcastingwithpurpose.com. Stand out, be heard, influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist, to get you started at podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.